Hello?
Hi, Suzanne. It's Laura Lee.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, can't complain.
Happy St.
Oh, you too.
Patrick's Day.
Are you wearing green? Because if not, I'll have to pinch you somehow.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you know what? I have on like a camouflage shirt, so there's definitely green in it. It's just
Oh,
not like in
right.
your face green.
Good, good.
I
So
think I met the quota.
that's good. I actually a big fan. I started watching Young and the Restless in 1986,
Oh
and
my gosh. Oh, in the good years, I must say.
back
Like,
when you were
the 80s and
Cricket.
90s were so exciting with Danny and Nina and Cricket,
Oh
all that.
yeah, all the Nina and what was it, Philip? That was great. That was all great.
Did you hear that Nina's, do you know that Nina's back for a little bit
Yeah,
right
I
now?
haven't been watching regularly lately, but I did see that she's coming back.
Oh, it's so great. She stayed with us, and it was so fun. It was like old times,
Oh,
and
that's nice.
yeah, I hope they keep her going. So then, good. You know how opposite my part
Yeah,
in these
exactly.
movies are. Like, it could not be more opposite than Cricket.
Right. Yeah, I was wondering if you were channeling a little. Maybe a little Catherine Chancellor or a
Yes,
little Jill in there, maybe.
I mean Jill for sure, right? I mean, I definitely, haven't really been as evil to anyone other than Phyllis on our show to pull off these scenes. But yeah, no, definitely watching the great, women of Lyanar doing like, I feel like Daphne is just so self-centered. So Jill was very much that way. So I think yes. I always use something from somewhere. But for me, that just the hair and the red lipstick and the clothes kind of brought me into her. And I mean, it was fun to be like in Canada and in this mansion. And it just, it all once you're in there wearing all this stuff, it sort of comes to play. But it was so, the performance was just bigger than I'm normally, used to. I usually try and be as natural as possible. So I definitely questioning myself as I was going through, but it was super fun, and I love her.
I was gonna say it did look like you were having a little fun.
Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, it's if I'm at YNR, I pretty much know what the program is, and at home I'm very much hands-on mom. So to kind of get this offer and escape, and just kind of dive into that world for a couple, for two movies was really, it was a great experience. I've worked with Lifetime a bunch, and I'm such a huge fan, just their
Great.
whole company. And then, to be able to accomplish those two movies right before the lockdown was, very satisfying in terms of, getting something done in the work department.
Right.
So it was all around, just a happy experience.
Cool. And how long did it take to film it?
So I went for a little over a week and a half for Ruby, and then they were super great. My mom lived a wonderful life, but she passed away between the two movies. So they were very kind when I came back. I went to, like, we had her memorial on a Wednesday, and I was on a plane at 4 a.m. on a Thursday the next morning, and they were very, like, wonderful about smushing all my scenes together. So I went back for about 4 or 5 days. And then, I mean, it was truly my last filming day where I would be seeing, everyone around the set kind of whispering. And I was just hearing that, all the shows in Vancouver were getting shut down. So I was like, oh my goodness, will I make this last scene? And, will the movie keep going? And I think because we were on Victoria Island, there were no cases there, I believe. And they got to work maybe 2 or 3 days longer than Vancouver, but we were close behind them. But I was fortunate enough to get wrapped and then come home.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you had to
So
fly
it
air.
wasn't, wasn't a long period of time, but it was still, like, for me to be away from my husband and kids, that's a long time.
Sure. And I can't imagine it was fun to have to fly back after that and be all worried.
Yeah. Oh, it was a relief. And my husband was very nervous the day, saying, "What if you don't get home?" I was like, "I will get home. Somehow I'll get home." And, you know, at that point, we didn't really understand, like, if the United States was your home, you could get home. But it was just all so new to us, of course, and just trying to figure out what that meant.
Yeah. And did you meet other members of the cast that you're not on screen with, like Naomi Judd and Mary Lou Henner?
No, I'm so bummed. And I have, I have friends who are friends with them. Mm-hmm. I think I missed Naomi Judd by a day, and mm-hmm. I was contemplating, you know, like changing my flight. But you know, when you come in for your first day, you don't need to be bothered with anyone else that you have to say hello to. So when I got back, I had so many questions. I was like, how was she? And everyone's like, she was everything you could imagine and more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mary Lou Henner, I've been a fan of forever. And I just, her whole, also her, not only her acting talent, but her ability with her memory mm-hmm. is so fascinating to me. So that was exciting. And then late, I didn't find out that Christian Alfonso was on till way later.
Oh.
And so we have become like Instagram buddies and supporters and, you know, are making jokes that, you know, we should do a spinoff with our two characters, and, you know, just all these fun things. And that's, you know, it's hard because I got really close with Rochelle and Karina.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was great working with Gil because I was a huge Ally McBeal fan.
Right.
So it's hard not to all be together promoting this, but we're basically adding everything to our stories and DMing each other constantly. And so I, you know, we're probably talking more apart than we would if we were together because it mm-hmm. is constant. Where I think everyone is so excited and we've all had to hold all these pictures for, you know, over a year. So it's finally fun to release a few of them
cool.
behind the scenes.
And I like that your character's hair and makeup, it looks so perfect. How long did it take them to put you together like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, they were an amazing team. They did it rather quickly, but coming home back to the hotel and then trying to get all that teasing out of my hair. I mean, first of all, there was a little restaurant in the hotel and we would wrap late. So I'd always pop in there with this bright red lipstick and this bouffant hair. And I thought, you know, and I'm in like jeans and a sweater, so nothing about it makes sense. And I thought, you know, I don't care, but they must think I am some just, you know, strange woman staying in their hotel. And yeah, I mean, in the car ride to the hotel, I would be putting my fingers through the teasing of my hair and just trying to relax it. But it was a process for sure. They were hairdos that I, you know, had not worn. And I, you know, for 20 years on Young and Restless, Patty Denny, my makeup artist, had always said, like, well, you're wearing a red dress. Would you like to wear a red lipstick? And I was like, no. It doesn't, it just doesn't work on me. And it, you know, it has to work for Daphne. And it, you know, it what's great about it for me is it just, I mean, it completely changes my look. So, so it was fun. It was definitely fun to sort of look in the mirror and be like, wow, I mean, this is not how I came in. And, you know, kudos to Daphne.
So did it take a lot longer to do all that than it normally would have been for you to say, get made up as Chris on Young and the Restless?
I mean, well, so the difference was, like, I had no eye makeup. So the eye makeup that Christine would have worn, Daphne didn't wear. She had a couple lashes, but it was really about those red lips.
Huh.
So hair, yes, I would say hair took longer. Wardrobe was so fantastic, but it was a lot of, you know, pinning in and zipping tight and undergarments because it was very, very cold there. So we would have like heating pads under our clothes.
Oh,
and,
wow.
It was, and you know, pantyhose and things like that we haven't worn in a bit, which was so fun. So just different, but, even minimal makeup tends to take some time.
Right.
And those red lips had to be really painted on carefully.
So how did you mentally prepare for this role, which is so different?
I mean, I just felt that, you know, again, she's so self-centered and so she just really doesn't care about anybody else but herself. So I just thought if I, you know, the kids are like a nuisance. And it's really the opposite of how I think. But I, you know, once I got in there, I just sort of, you know, I could kind of key into her as like, you know, Ruby coming into this world is just throwing off her universe, and one child is more than enough. And this child that I have living in the house knows all the rules, and she knows to pretend that everything's great even when it isn't, and she knows how to fit the mold. But this Ruby girl is going to be a troublemaker. And I think it just, you know, you're probably right, watching some amazing, you know, actresses on our show growing up, I'm sure that sort of helped a bit. Mm-hmm. And the lines are there. When I say something like, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I'm sorry, if you don't have anything bad, you don't have anything bad to say, don't say anything at all. It's like, who would say that? Who would say that to a young person? So that helps.
So do you have any fun behind-the-scenes stories you can tell us about?
We were kind of up in this mansion, away from like where our trailers were. So we really had a lot of kind of hanging out time. And so I kind of posted this on my Instagram yesterday where, you know, Gil has a son, but, he spoke about his son. He may have more children, but I think he just has one. But, I was showing him like all the silly apps you can do on your phone. And the girls, are knitters. So between scenes, like, we would be just so fascinated because they, you know, first of all, it's fun to watch twins. Mm-hmm. But like, I just was kind of enamored with them because they were both on doing intermittent fasting, and they were both knitting, and they were both, you know, they finished each other's sentences. And so it wasn't like, you know, crazy stuff behind the scenes, but it was like the downtime was really fun because, I just, you know, they're really talented, bright, funny girls that, you know, when you're doing something kind of like my part was really condensed. So I knew I had a limited amount of time with them, but to have like really talked about everything, I mean, we talked about everything. And they're from Australia, and, you know, Wiener is popular in Australia. So, I mean, just, there was just so much to discuss, but, I mean, no real crazy things, but definitely, you know, great times.
Yeah.
I feel like we bonded, like twice as fast as I would have with, you know, in past projects, just because, I don't know, I think maybe we felt the pressure of
the time crunch,
you know, something was going on in the world, and we knew that, you know, Lifetime was so excited about another V.C. Andrews project, and we were excited about, you know, making these books come to life. So it was just, there was just so much kind of positive energy.
Great. Yeah, those twins did a fantastic job.
Oh my gosh. They're so great. I mean, they're just, I can't say enough about it. They were like, we just watched the movies and you did such a great job and we were so excited. I'm like, okay, that's so nice, but like, I am so excited for everyone to see you guys because it's just like, they're your movies and like, you guys like are amazing. So I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, when you watch a movie like that, your mind sort of tries to predict what's going to happen next. And I half expected we'd find out that Daphne and her husband's partner had killed her husband.
Uh-huh. I like that.
Too many soaps, I guess. I watch too many soaps.
Right. Right. There has to be more to it. There has to be some conniving behind the scenes. Well, maybe. Yeah, I love that idea.
I think
so funny
it
when
been
like
good.
I'm telling the girls like I'm taking over their world basically, and then he puts his hand on my shoulder and I grab his hand. It's just like, ick, you know. It's just like these poor girls have to deal with this person, and it was so funny. Every time we did the scene, the director would just laugh when I would grab his hand, and it was such a great, you know, move to have us do, because it's just repulsive to do in front of your children.
Yeah,
although your father's gone.
Not the most repulsive thing in the movie, but, you know, when every time that she kissed her brother, I was like, ew, no.
I know. I mean, my daughter luckily is 18, so I feel, and she's seen, you know, all these crazy shows that are on now, and I said to her, I was like, you know, this has a lot of like good stuff in it. I think you're gonna like it.
And
oh, who knows? It's always hard for them to watch mom.
So you're not in the other two movies, the other that come out next week?
Yep, nope. I'm just in the first two.
Oh, okay.
So that's as fine. They say, I always leave them wanting more.
That's right. Now you were on Young and the Restless not too long ago. Have you been filming any more there lately?
I worked last week and the week before. So, it's really, if I didn't switch to reoccurring, I couldn't do these opportunities that I really love doing, which is, you know, I mean, I've done, I guess, 4 Lifetime movies in the past 3 years. So, maybe with the pandemic now, it's 4 in 4 years, but, I love YNR so much, but I also love doing little side projects. And then I have a writing partner, Martha Byrne, who was on As the World Turns. She played Lily. She and I are on the phone together every day, and we're pitching some primetime shows to, all different kind of outlets. So I stay very busy when I'm not on camera. So it's fun right now.
Is that what you were doing a lot of during the pandemic? Working on that kind of
thing? We were, so once we kind of got halfway through, because, you know, for a while, everyone was just so focused on just keeping healthy and making sure their loved ones were healthy.
Right.
As soon as people started realizing, like, you know, Zoom works well and, there will be positive life again in the future, then we started doing some pitch meetings, and we've had to rework some pitch decks and, resend them, and now meet with this production company. So, it's a slow process, but I see that we're, you know, really making efforts to come back and into all kinds of production. So, we're hoping for some good news soon. In the meantime, we just keep on pushing.
Yeah. Now, speaking of partners, I have a question, and you can feel free to say no comment because I don't know.
Sure.
I heard that Doug Davidson was leaving the show. Do you have any thing to say about that?
I mean, my only comment is we talk every single day. We're very good friends. And so I can't speak for him, but my advice to him was never say never. So I'm still hopeful. But I support him in whatever he decides.
Oh, that's
great. We will still stay in touch daily or weekly regardless. But I think I could say that I can't imagine not working with him again. So I have to hold on to that hope that we will be reunited someday.
That's good. Well, you know, what's nice about your characters is that there aren't very many soap opera characters that you still see on a show and they're still a happy couple, right?
I know. And I agree. I love that. You know, people are like, how many, husbands have you had or something? I'm like, no, my character, like, I love it that, you know, it's really been like, you know, she loved Philip and then she loved Danny and she loved Paul. And this relationship is so, you know, true to real life. Like, people saw us really grow together as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. And I love, you know, the fact that Nina's back. Like, to me, there aren't enough female friendships on television. It's very catty and very... and I understand that can be fun to watch, but I also think to balance it out, we need like a positive woman to support another positive, to kind of have those kind of conversations as well. So I feel like Nina and Cricket have that history.
Yes, definitely. It's funny. It seems like they bring in, I can't remember her last name, Lauren, the one that plays Brittany. Maybe they bring her in when you can't be a lawyer.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It is funny. Like, she's so sweet, Lauren Woodland, who plays Brittany. Yeah. Everyone knows that legal stuff is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I, even after working for so long and staying it for so long, it still throws me on days where I have, a long legal either trial or statements or whatever. And then, for her to just be like asked in occasionally and then, oh, by the way, here's your monologue or your very wordy couple of scenes, like, good for her. She always does great. And,
it helps us. She's a lawyer in real life, right?
Yes, which is that's so exciting. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say it's relatively recent, but it's not that recent. But yeah, I think that's such a fun little tidbit.
Yeah, that is cool.
She understands that lingo. I just pretend I understand it.
That's right. Well, I really appreciate
I'm
you
Sandra
talking to
Ma.
me today.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I really appreciate you talking to me here today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy we did this. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I know you've already seen the movies, but maybe you'll watch them again.
Maybe I will. I want to
Or
see
you
the
can
other
use
two and
VCR.
see how the story goes out, because they both sort of end on a note where you're like, well, what happens after that?
Exactly. Oh, thank you so much, Suzanne. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to
Okay,
you
talk
later.
soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.